Jesus tasted of death. And the death that Jesus Christ tasted was not just when he went to the cross. The cross is symbolic. So what we see on the cross when Jesus Christ died is symbolic of the workings of the salvation of God that is in the midst of the earth today. Praise God. Many of those things Jesus Christ did were all presented to the world in parables so that we can understand the infinite, mind of God concerning salvation. Praise God. His descent into mortality, the descent of Jesus into mortality, into becoming a man, like it's written in Hebrews, he was made lower than angels. He was made lower than angels, meaning that he descended from the pure celestial spiritual state that he had in God from the beginning into becoming a man of the dust like you and I. He tasted of life in the flesh. You see, but the good thing about Jesus is that Jesus got to understand the truth, and the Bible says that he learned obedience from the things he suffered. He too had to be subject to the Father to live. He too had to receive instruction from above that will lead him back into that path of life. Praise God. He too had to transcend the human nature. When he says, "Father, glorify me with the glory that I had with you before this world was," he's speaking about, "Father, restore me to that pure angelic state that I had with you before this world was." Praise God. Restore me to that angelic state, to that high, elevated spiritual state. So where I have no sensation of being a human, but it's just God and God alone. Glorify me with thyself. Let me realize my true self, that self that has the name of the Father imprinted on it. So Jesus had to learn the things that he suffered. He too had to be instructed from above and, guided by the loving eternal arms of God back to the right hand of God, where we know there are pleasures forever. Hallelujah. That will not suffer. You will not allow your Holy One to see corruption. Is that Psalm 16? You allow your Holy One to see corruption. Praise God. But you will guide me. You will lead me. You will instruct me in the night seasons and guide me to that place at your right hand where there are delights and pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. That is the work of the loving Father towards all men today. But like Jesus, we have to, learn obedience to attain back to that pure celestial angelic state. Hallelujah. Like through the prophecies of the Old Testament, God likened Israel to his son. Israel was my son. Israel was my son that I brought out of Egypt. See, that same thing was fulfilled in the life of Jesus. Jesus too was brought out of Egypt. I'm talking of spiritually speaking. Egypt is the realm of the flesh. Praise God, it's the realm where men live lives that are infinitely separate from God. Hallelujah. And you know, God brought this, the children of Israel, out of Egypt by faith. And this is the same working that is happening today in our lives. We're going to discover that what God was actually doing, we're speaking here in parables right now, we're giving a spiritual insight into the workings of God, why the children of Israel had to come out of Egypt, what was God demonstrating. Praise God, they came out of Egypt. Hallelujah. They passed through the wilderness for 40 years. Praise God. And they entered finally into the promised land, which is, you know, Israel, where you have the Jerusalem, God's city, God's kingdom. And this is the same working that God is doing today in our lives. Hallelujah. Leaving the realm of the flesh back into the realm of the spirit. See it? Leaving the terrestrial back to the, you know, that angelic state that we all lost in the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, are you there? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1. Hallelujah. It's good to be attentive to this kind of messages. These are messages that will follow you into eternity. Heaven and earth will pass away. The elements of this world will pass away. Praise God. But we are being exalted into eternal substance. Substance that does not pass away. My word does not pass away. Hallelujah. The psalmist speaks about angels that execute the word of God. These angels abide forever. Immortal, incorruptible. They live forever in the heavens. See, they have an inheritance that does not pass away, that is not taken away from them. Hallelujah. And that is what we are inheriting today. That is why it's good to be very attentive to these messages. Hallelujah. I'm going to repeat 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples to the intent that we lost not after evil things as they lusted, neither be idolaters as were many of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as many of them committed fornication and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and we are destroyed by destroyer. By, you know, where are we? Sorry. And were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all this happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Hallelujah. There has no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Praise God. Now let's pause here before we go further. Because we're seeing the whole picture of what God is doing in our lives today, exactly what happened to the Israelites. The Israelites were actually being shipped from the realms of man back into God. They were baptized into a cloud, and that cloud, like we know, represents an invisible body. It's the body of God. That is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. It's an invisible body, celestial body. See, and within that body is a whole world. It's a whole new realm of angels, messengers of God. The church of the firstborn. Hallelujah. And I've told you, angels speak about celestial beings that live solely on account of God. An angel does not have an identity of his own. An angel will not appear here today and start speaking to you about his history. An angel will not appear here today and start telling you what happened some years ago when he was doing this, what happened. An angel does not have a past or a future. The angel simply lives to the name of the Lord now. Praise God. So this is a high, elevated spiritual state that God wants to bring us to. This is a state of pure rest. You see, as men in this world, you make your calculations for tomorrow, isn't it? You remember the past, and your past affects your future. You remember what happened yesterday, this, that, 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 that. But in that elevated angelic state, you live now unto the name of the Lord. So that is your only identity. You have no life of your own as a man, because you are not a man. It's a highly exalted spiritual state, and in that state you partake of everything that is God's. Jesus Christ says, where my servants are, which means where my angels are, because angels are messengers, angels are servants of God. Praise God. And these same angels we see are also sons of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said it clearly. He says, those who are worthy to attain to the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'm going to understand what that worthiness means. Those who are worthy to attain to the resurrection become like unto angels. It speaks about a pure celestial spiritual state of being. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ could walk into this room today to transmit a message to those of us who are in this room today. But you can't recognize him after the flesh anymore. What you are just seeing is the invisible force of God in action. Praise God. Jesus Christ will not come here and start telling you of Mary's mother. Oh, his mother was nice. His mother, her favorite dish was this and that, you know. I was once a Hebrew man, you know. All that does not exist in that dimension. It's a purely exalted spiritual state. That is why at times we should be careful that we do not get entangled with things that have no eternal value. Paul says that the things in this world are what are coming to naught. Naught, are you hearing? A big naught, a big X. Hallelujah. The princes of this age, the men of this age, are attached to things that are coming to naught. They will be dissolved. They will pass away. They have no eternal value. This is the realm of the dead. They live, you know, in relation to beggarly elements that pass away. It's the realm of the dead. And that's why God is calling his people out of the darkness. A people that have not been a people, God is making them a people. Peter speaks about a people that are not a people. They were nothing. They were counted as nothing. They really did not exist. When you walk as a man in ignorance in the flesh, you don't exist. You have no, there's no eternal value. You're just there. The people who are not people have now become a people in God. Because they've been called out of the darkness, out of spiritual ignorance, out of the realm of the flesh. Praise God. So we better understand what God is doing in our life today. Is this same work of the Israelites is an example of the making of angels. Hallelujah. They were made to stay, to live in a cloud. They were covered by the cloud by day, isn't it? And by the pillar of fire by night, which means that they were actually interacting, fellowshipping with angels for those 40 years they stayed in the wilderness. So they received angels' bread. In terms of ministration, spiritual impartation. Praise God, this angel's bread is spiritual meat to cause an increase in the Christ, in the celestial spiritual man that is within you. And that is what is happening today in our lives. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had to be fed with that angelic bread also to increase. He had to learn obedience from the things he suffered. He too had to increase. He too had to ascend. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Israelites were interacting with messengers, with spiritual beings. They were interacting with the body of Christ for 40 years in the wilderness. Praise God. So that there is an increase in the inner man, which is the Christ within us. This is what God is doing in this hour. And we are admonished today to be submissive to the Father of life so that we can live. So we should not be unnecessarily very puffed up with the fleshy mind, but rather hold on to that head, that spiritual head, from whom all blessings flow. So day and night in meditation, the heart is open like a flower to receive from God, spiritual impartation from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Spiritual impartation that causes an increase into Christ. Remember that when they enter the promised land, the moment they enter the promised land, the clouds by day and the fire by night cease to be. Why is it? Because they were no more living externally. They were now living in that reality itself. See, the promised land where milk and honey flows, where there is abundance in all things, it speaks about the spirit realm. Praise God. How can you come to the place where you can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? Where you can come to the place and say, I shall not want. When you can come to the place where you know, you say, I shall not want, you have entered into the rest of God. When you've come to the, you are aligned once more to the heavenly bodies consciously, in a highly celestial spiritual state, the glory of the nations begin to flow unto you like torrents of waters. Hallelujah. Everything begins to minister to you when you walk in that exalted spiritual state, which we call the angelic state. Hallelujah. You begin to understand that the labors of the nations below are actually for your glory, for your enjoyment. Hallelujah. You know, when you're in the spiritual realm and you see what is happening down here, you'll be shocked at how The inhabitants of the earth labor day and night. They toil day and night, and they really do not partake. They really do not enjoy what they toil for. It is the man of the spirit that enjoys this thing. It is the angel that enjoys these things. Praise God. That's why Ecclesiastes speaks about, you know, a gift of God. See, that a man should enjoy his labors, it is a gift of God. You can't truly enjoy your labors until you come to the place of pure spirituality. You can't enjoy your labors until you realize that pure angelic state, that exalted state. Then you will know that you are at peace, you are at rest. All things are yours and all things minister to you. It's only when you are awake in its likeness that you can find satisfaction. I will be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. You cannot be satisfied as a man. I will be satisfied only when I am resurrected, when I resurrect now in the consciousness of the Christ that I am. That is attaining to that angelic state that Jesus Christ spoke about. It's pure spirit. We are pure spirit, and we are called to exercise ourselves in this mystery, this consciousness that we are being, you know, that is unveiled to us today. See, that is what will purify you and, you know, give you unhindered access back into the realm of the blessing. We spoke of the realm of the blessing, isn't it? Mount Zion, isn't it? The realm of the blessing. Hallelujah. We also saw in one of the recordings on the secret of angels in Ezekiel chapter 28, a cherub, the anointed cherub of God, the cherub that covered. Hallelujah. Isaiah refers to him as Lucifer. Praise God, Lucifer, the angel of light. Lucifer, the bright and morning star. Praise God. That is the angel, the anointed cherub that was resident, that is resident upon God's holy mountain, Mount Zion, the place of the blessing. Hallelujah. The one that walked on stones of fire. The one that was in the garden of God, in God's realm, in God's world, until he became a man, until he conformed himself to becoming a man, until he became carnal. God wants to restore his sons back to that angelic state. Hallelujah. Praise God. So all those years they were there in the wilderness, we go back to the Israelites, you could see that most of their problems is that they couldn't let go of their old ways. See, many times they still look back as Egypt, you see it, as some form of standard of prosperity. Notwithstanding all that they had suffered while they were in Egypt, at times they forgot the goodness of God. They forgot this great salvation of God and looked back towards Egypt and lusted after the things of this world. Praise God. And we are being admonished today not to be carnally minded, but to be what? Spiritually minded. Don't be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind back into that invisible realm of God. Hallelujah. We can only escape the corruption and the pain and the sorrow and all the things we see in this world through the recognition of the true spiritual nature that we truly are. There's nothing else that we do. We see how that many of them died in the wilderness. murmurers, idolaters. Hallelujah. Idolaters, murmurers. A people that, you know, continue to lust and lust after lust. See, praise God. Do you know how not to lust? Stay focused on the things that are above. Stay focused on the things that are above at the right hand of God. That place of pleasures that we just read in Psalm chapter 16, where God is leading his people to. That is where your treasure should be. Praise God. Let us not look unto this earth or desire anything that this world has to offer, but rather let us seek with the whole heart that kingdom, that, you know, that pure self that is light. Hallelujah. These teachings, this ministration we are receiving today from above, is to lift us out of the earth, out of the dust. Praise God, so that we can once more be alive, realize the oneness we have with God. God is spirit. And when you are lifted up out of the human natural, you know, reasoning or sense of life, you can now begin to rediscover unhindered access to everything that is God. God is not a man. Praise God. And you can begin to experience God right now only as you are conformed back to that pure angelic state. Praise God. You can walk on this earth strictly on account of the Lord. The Israelites ate bread for 40 years, manna, which is actually the daily bread. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Praise God. The daily bread is not necessarily material bread, but rather it is the spiritual ministration of, you know, from the Father to the sons today, as he gathers them back unto himself to cause an increase in us. Hallelujah. Praise God. That bread that we are eating today is that same body of Christ. See, Jesus Christ says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. That flesh and that blood is actually that bread. That flesh and that blood is actually that communion, that bread that we are receiving from above today. For if you come across this ministry and you hear strange things, isn't it? Things that you don't hear in the religious world, because the religious world is still in Egypt. That is, they've not even started. See, Jesus Christ, like I said, did not come to this world to say, okay, here is the new religion. Praise God. Rather, he came to show us a new way, a new and living way, praise God, in the spirit. And you don't need any religion, you don't need any structure, you don't need anything like we see around to do this. You don't need to do anything, but rather to know that I am God. That is your true worship. That is your true praise. That is the way you can honor God. Be still and know that I am God. And besides me, there is no other. That is all God wants. You can't clap God to bless you. You can't cry and roll in front of a pulpit to kind of receive God. Continue deceiving yourself. You just go around in circles, and at the end of day, you know, at the end of days, you realize that you are a fool. You did not listen. The true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth, and these are the type of worshipers that the Lord is seeking. Jesus Christ said it. These are the kind of worshipers that God seeks. He's not seeking religious people. He's seeking people who worship him in spirit and in truth. And how do you worship God in spirit and in truth? By awakening back to that pure celestial spiritual state, which is the angelic state we are speaking about. That is worship. Awake back to that pure state, you know that you live solely on account of God. That is how you can worship God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus Christ says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. It is that same manner that the Israelites ate and drank for 40 years in the wilderness. Praise God, hallelujah. It causes an increase. And Jesus Christ has says that those that eat of this bread will never die. They have eternal life, meaning that they are once more aligned back to that spiritual body, which is the body of Christ. The eternal life is in the Son. Praise God, the eternal life is in the Son. And that eternal life, you see, it's not just in the man Jesus. We're talking of in the Son. We're talking of in the body of Christ. Christ is the Son. We're talking of that celestial body in which we have the angels and the messengers and all everything. All the God's world is embedded in that body. That's where you have the eternal life. Eat this bread and you shall never die. I will raise you up on the last day. I will raise you up out of that dust consciousness, that, you know, purely carnal human, you know, life that you have lived. I will raise you up out of that miserable, lonely life, back into your glorious, you know, angelic, cherub-like state. I will lift you up out of that realm as you eat this bread, as you continue in this fellowship. That's why you should always shake yourself up. Always, you know, be willing to listen. Praise God. Don't let voices from within, say, circumstances without you to dictate to you, to kind of rob you from participation in this communion. Praise God. Don't go cold. Don't allow yourself to be knocked out by the devil. Don't let family problems, don't let the job situation, don't let the news and the bad negativity that we hear in this world affect this fellowship that you have in light. Learn to live for the moment, for the day, and leave the rest to God. You don't need to calculate tomorrow what will happen, but begin to live now. Praise God. Don't let anything distract you. Be concentrated on the things of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you eat this bread, you will never die. If you eat this bread, I will raise you up on the last day, back into God's world, God's dimension, into the place of life, Eden, the place of gladness of heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus Christ adds that those that eat this bread will live on account of me, even as I live on account of the Father, meaning that these beings live solely on account of the name of the Lord. See, if you eat this bread and you are raised up from the dust, that means it's no more Trevor that exists. It's the Lord manifesting himself, the Lord of glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. You discover yourself walking in the company of the myriad of angels that Enoch prophesied about. See, these are people who are in the resurrection, who are walking in Christ. These are the resurrected sons of God, walking in that angel-like state, manifesting themselves in this world for the world to see. Hallelujah. Enoch saw them, prophesied, I see them, multitudes, myriads coming to execute judgment upon this world. Judging this world in righteousness, convicting them of sin, you know, demonstrating to them the true life, the true accepted life of God. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. That prophecy is fulfilled again and again from age to age. If people are manifesting themselves, declaring the mystery of Christ for the world to see. It's not just by preaching, it's by preaching. It's rather by walking in that pure spiritual consciousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let us not be like the Israelites who were tempted. Bible says many of them were destroyed by serpents. When you say destroyed by serpents, now what are these serpents? Serpent speaks of carnality. Now you see, the serpent spiritually speaks about the carnal mind. Praise God, hallelujah. See, when the serpent bites you, puts the poison in you, isn't it? And when the poison enters into you, it contaminates your blood and tissue. See, that is, it puts into you sin consciousness. It injects into you, you know, the spirit of death, which is something that shields or hides the reality of your oneness in God. That is death. It's an death-inducing, you know, liquid that is injected in you that causes you to shrink away and die off. See, to die is to be cut off, alienated from the life of God. Praise God. So you can see that Paul carefully goes on to write about communion of the Lord's body immediately after he speaks about the Israelites. Because Paul knew what he was talking about. Paul here spoke about these Israelites who were baptized into Moses, who partook of that, you know, that feast in the wilderness for 40 years, eating on, you know, angelic bread. Praise God, which is manna from heaven. They were actually interacting with the heavenly body. See, this very moment, that's what you are doing. You are interacting with heavenly bodies today. God is ministering to you. Praise God. There are some brethren that hear this word and immediately they begin to have experiences, visions, dreams. See, in fulfillment to the prophecy of Joel, he says, in the last days, my people, they shall see dreams and they shall see visions. See, these dreams and visions are visions that pertain to the glory to come in Christ. See, these dreams and visions are, you know, pointers to the real world that we are awakening to right now as we hear the word of truth. See, those who see dreams and visions, aren't they asleep? So you begin to see these dreams and visions to awaken you to a new world, a new realm that is in God. That is the real world. This world we are living in right now, is not the real world. Praise God. Everything will pass away. So that's why, like Noah, we have to enter the ark and enter back into God's real world. Because those who are living on the earth and all the things that we see and all everything we want will pass away. Systematically, father, brethren, mothers, sisters, relations, jobs, political systems, name it, everything we see, they continue to pass away and change. See, but you can enter into a realm right now that never changes, never passes away. Hallelujah, praise God. So angelic bread, fellowshipping in the wilderness with angels, only to bring about an exaltation back into that angelic state, because only in the pure Christ consciousness can a man enter into the promised land, which is God's kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit God's kingdom. See, that which inherits God's kingdom is that pure spiritual consciousness, the spiritual man, which we've called that angelic being, the Son of God, who is likened unto an angel. See, that's how you can truly realize the totality of God's realm, God's kingdom. To be carnally minded is death. You are hearing the trumpet right now is sounding loud in your ears to wake you out of that deep sleep in mortality. Because you are not mortal, you are not earthly, you are not of the dust, you are not material, you are pure spirit. Like unto the angels, awake, hallelujah, awake as you hear the voice of the trumpet. It's sounding in your ears right now. Hallelujah, let this trumpet awake you. Don't give sleep to your eyes. The psalmist says, you shall not give sleep into his eyes, unto his house, unto his eyes, until he finds a decent dwelling place for God. See it. When you are awake, you will discover that this is God's temple. This is God's dwelling place. Hallelujah, praise God. So Paul speaks about a communion in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And let's just browse through these things. Hallelujah. Let us not assume we know them. Hallelujah. It's not, communion has got nothing to do with church. You go to church and, you know, the pastor will bring a bread, a tray with pieces of bread and wine and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and what they do is to, everybody has to consider itself whether it's worthy, and you have to confess your sin and pray, and they sing songs, and you know, they walk up down the aisle gradually. Everybody takes a bread and, you know, and a cup of wine, and they all drink, and you know, and I see some people do that, and they do the cross as they take it. You know, they think that the bread and the wine is holy. Hallelujah. And I will see this over and over again, over and over again. See, I know of a prophetess, I met her some years ago, and she told me what she does is that she, in her bag, she always carries the bread and the wine with her, and she eats and she drinks the wine and bread, and it's kind of communion to her. Well, all that is baloney, all that is darkness, lies. Jesus never commanded us to eat physical bread and drink physical wine. There's no such thing. Are you listening? So that thing cannot get you into God's kingdom 1 inch. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was speaking here about communion. Communion with his body. Eating of this celestial bread. Do this in remembrance of the Christ in you. Do this in remembrance of that pure angelic state in you. Do this in remembrance of me. You don't have to eat the bread and start to remember Jesus Christ of 2,000 years ago. That is darkness, spiritual darkness, ignorance. Praise God. I see some people sit back. You know, I remember years ago, I walked up to go and take one of those bread and drink the wine. And, you know, somebody looked at me. Aren't you scared? I don't think you are prepared for that. Baloney. That's ignorance. Hallelujah. Praise God. God wants you to get out of that realm of religion. It cannot give you life. Let it go. I don't care what name it is, what denomination, I don't care how many numbers they have. It is all the realm of the dead. This bread and drink this wine in remembrance of me is a communion with the body of Christ, a spiritual communion. See, this is the same communion that the Israelites had in the wilderness for 40 years to bring a remembrance of that celestial being which we call Christ. It is by Christ that you enter into God's kingdom. Are you listening? No one enters, comes to the Father except by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. It is by recognizing this life as the way and the truth, which is the Christ in you, that you can enter into God's kingdom. Do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of the I that has been from the beginning, the I that lives forever. Do this in remembrance of the spiritual I that can never die. The bread is supposed to wake you up out of the dead, to revive you from the pit of human living, from the pit of, you know, quicksand. Have you heard of quicksand? There's some kind of territories where you step on and the sand kind of sucks you in. Praise God. And you can't come out of there except maybe somebody helps you. It's sinking sand. That is how men are. They are drowning in that mortality, into death. It's a continuous death process. But this bread now comes to revive you. See, to revive the prisoners who are in the pit, is reviving them. To awaken them back into a life that is in the spirit, a life that does not pass away. The true me, the true I, that is the one that enters into God's kingdom. So as the children of Israel were eating, God was simply trying to revive them back to that, what we call the angelic state, the Christ consciousness, back so that they can enter into the promised land. Because no man can enter into God's kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot what? Enter into God's kingdom. You can't enter in as a man. You have to let go of your humanity. Praise God. Let the Spirit remind you. Do this in remembrance of me. This is what Christ says. Hallelujah. Do this in remembrance of me and begin to walk in the reality of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let us be fast. I'm just going to read something before I move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of the blessings which we bless. The cup of the of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Jesus? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Praise God. When you partake of that one bread, you become that one bread. It says that we are one bread, isn't it? It says that we are one bread. That bread of life is the body of Christ. Is a life-giving spirit, is the body of the Lord. See, and all that the body of the Lord can do is to quicken every man out of the grave. See, a quickening spirit. And when you come out of the grave, you realize that you are one part and parcel of that one bread, that body of Christ, that bread. See, that's why when the children of Israel entered into the promised land, no more clouds outside them. No more pillar of fire. No more manna from heaven. Why? Because they have become that manna. They have become that cloud. They have become that pillar of fire. Praise God. Can't you see that the whole idea is to lift you out of your human life, the terrestrial, back into the spiritual? It first of all starts by knowing the truth and walking in the truth by faith. See, it's abstaining from the lusts of this age through the revelation of Christ, not by being religious. Praise God, not by being religious. Hallelujah, let's move on. Praise God. I go down to verse, where was that verse? Verse 18, behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices, partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered is sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. Praise God. I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and of the cup of devils. Are you listening? You can't be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do you want to provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. Hallelujah. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify me. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Hallelujah. Let's stop here. I'll just pause there. So, Paul speaks here about two tables. You have the table of the Lord and the table of what? Of devils. So you can see one table has one person, one being, which we call the Lord. But there's another table we call the table of what? Of devils. And I tell you, these devils are a multitude. In God's realm, there's only one, and that's God. But upon the earth, you have what? Devils. And I tell you, if you are looking out for men with creatures with tail and forks in their hands, you will never see these things. Devils are men. See it? Devils are men. It's the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this world, the wisdom that we see in the systems of men and in the systems of religion. And what the communion of devils can simply do to you is to cause you to transgress against the body of Christ. You eat unto idols, you drink unto idols, unto vain things, things that have no eternal value. So things that can only make you be conformed more and more to this world. Praise God. Devils. Hallelujah. Things that make you to be conformed to this world. And God doesn't want that of his children. God wants a people who will maintain themselves in the invisible life of Christ, who stand eternally in the name of the Lord, who walk in the name of the Lord. That's why he says, the Lord's table, one Lord. There's one God, one Father, one Lord, one Spirit. Not in this world where we see conflict of interest, men, devils. Praise God, hallelujah. God is teaching us today, reminding or educating us on how we can be lifted out of this human sense of life. The things of God are not hard. See, just that we have to incline our ears to listen day by day to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Lot was always out there at the gates, waiting on the Lord, outside the city, not being involved with the things of this world, but in a state of waiting to receive from above. Hallelujah. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Thy kingdom come. As we receive, there's an increase into the things of God. Hallelujah. What we are hearing today is our inheritance forever. Praise God. It's your rest comes by recognizing the Christ that is in you, by attaining back to that spiritual level. See it. As long as you remain down on the earth, you will never find rest. As a man, you cannot find rest. See it. The Son of Man cannot find what to rest for his head. You can't find rest as long as you are a man. See it. Every man must let go and learn to exercise himself in the life of the Spirit. Praise God. So angelic beings are simply spiritual beings. People who live solely on account of the Lord. They have no identity of their own. See, we can be merged. We can realize the life in the clouds. Praise God. Just like Jesus Christ, as he transfigured, revealing a spiritual body in the midst of a bright cloud. That bright cloud is a company of messengers, angels. See, you don't need to see any face there. That's why it appears as a cloud. Why? Because it is the Lord you are seeing. Praise God. Right now you can begin to walk in that name, in that eternal name. You can step into eternity right now. Praise God. Don't let the grave swallow you. Don't let the grave reign over you. Don't let mortality, you know, bind you. God is giving you escape today through the revelation of Christ. Praise God. In the message to the church in Sardis, it says those, hallelujah, that continue, those that remember, continue to receive guidance, counsel from the Spirit of God, are those who will be gathered with the Lord as he appears with his mighty angels, with his myriads, hallelujah, upon the earth. Awake to this reality today. Awake to this reality today. Awake thou that sleepest to this reality today. God bless you. Amen. Yeah.
comes day into the night. Who calls from the waters? Renews the world in the fall. Strides the height of creation. He is the Lord, God of hosts by name. He formed the mountain and his thoughts to men. Spirit declares his thoughts to men.